reviews. Like ABC has come to my rescue more than once this week. We've always gotten great prompt service at a great price with ABC. And ABC is always professional and never overpriced on any item. Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 or find them online at abcheatingandac.com.
Goodyear. More.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
An early morning tweet storm from President Trump. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. Five tweets so far, at least, complaining about the special counsel Russia investigation. One calling special counsel Robert Mueller best friends with former FBI Director James Comey. Just one of many Mueller conflicts of interest, the president says. We'll hear more from Comey and Mueller soon. Here's Fox's Rachel Sutherland.
Chris, former FBI Director James Comey is going behind closed doors today with members of the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee since members probed the Clinton email investigation. Comey had pushed for an open hearing, but a deal was struck that will allow members to release a transcription of the deposition as soon as tomorrow. At the same time, the special counsel's office is set to file key court documents today that could shed light on the direction of the Russia probe. Memos expected outlining how former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort allegedly broke his cooperation agreement with the government, as well as how former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen should be punished for lying to Congress. Chris.
And Rachel, President Trump, according to multiple sources, will announce this morning that he'll nominate Heather Nauert as ambassador to the United Nations. Nikki Haley's resigning. Nauert's the spokesman for the State Department currently. Before that, she was an anchor on Fox News Channel. Illegal immigrants claim that they've been working at President Trump's resort in New Jersey.
Two women hired to clean at President Trump's golf resort in Bedminster, New Jersey, say they were in the country illegally when they got their jobs and their supervisors knew it. The two say they worked there for years. They also claim a supervisor used racial slurs and threatened to deport them. Now they're considering a lawsuit for workplace abuse and discrimination. The Trump Organization put out a statement saying, "We have tens of thousands of employees across our properties and have very strict hiring practices."
Fox's Jill Nato. Stock markets overseas are trading higher today. Dow futures down 121 points ahead of the opening bell. This is Fox News.
It's the holiday sales event at Ford. It's a big deal, and we're busy making preparations to get you the best deals of the year. Because unlike Santa's presents, ours don't just magically appear. At Ford, ours are built in real factories, where pickup trucks come with best-in-class towing and payload, where SUVs are built with available features like terrain management and driver assist technologies, and where every bolt, stitch, and line of code is tested, and tested again. But you don't have to write Santa a letter to get these presents. Naughty or nice, just come see your Ford dealer during our holiday sales event for our best offers of the year. Ford, built for the holidays. Built Ford proud.
Best-in-class towing and payload when properly configured. Class of light-duty pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR based on Ford segmentation.
There's a storm making its way across the country.
Rain, wind, and mountain snow continues across the southwest. As this area of low pressure moves into the southern Rockies, the southern plains, and the south today and Saturday, a wintry mix of rain, ice, and snow will develop. Heavy snow is possible today from the northeastern New Mexico area into the Texas Panhandle, along with freezing rain over portions of northern Texas, Oklahoma, and northern Arkansas. Locally heavy rain may cause flash flooding across eastern and southeastern Texas and the Gulf Coast states. When the system reaches the southeast and the Carolinas on Saturday through Monday, heavy snow will fall over the southern Appalachians and the western Carolinas. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
It's a five-year prison sentence for a Kentucky man who put shards of glass in shipments of foam fast food cups. Russell Coleman worked at Dart Container Corporation. The glass pieces were found in cups in restaurants in Indiana, Kentucky, and Ohio. No serious injuries were reported. The owners of a restaurant in Maine are blocking a sidewalk expansion in front of the building.
Annie Huang, who co-owns Lucky Garden in Hollowell, went before the city's highway committee to give the reason why they will not move boulders outside their building that are blocking a downtown sidewalk project. Huang says the boulders were placed there to achieve feng shui, a belief system that puts emphasis on placement of objects to promote the positive flow of energy. Now, some state and local leaders agreed to make some changes because of that, but some property owners tell local media they were not given proper notice. The committee is still looking at what can be done. Ken Duffy, Fox News.
People at the CNN headquarters in New York are back at work after a bomb scare forced the building's evacuation last night. Police say a man called just after 10 p.m. to say five bombs were placed throughout the Time Warner Center in Manhattan. No bombs were found, though. The building was evacuated in October because of a pipe bomb sent there. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Good Friday morning. We made it to the end of the week. It feels like winter. Weather brought to you by... No, weather's coming up. Local news brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Champaign School District wants an $8.4 million increase in its property tax collections next year. The News Gazette says Unit 4 officials say the majority of the increase will be in corporate and special purpose property taxes connected to operation of the district. Just a bit of it will be linked to paying down the debt for the construction projects approved in the 2016 referendum. So the increase would have minimal impact on the tax rate paid by property owners. The League of American Bicyclists recognized Urbana with a Gold Bicycle Friendly Community Award, joining 464 visionary communities from across the country. In achieving the distinction, Urbana is again recognized as a gold-level bicycle-friendly community in Illinois and part of a select group of communities nationwide to attain the status. The Gold Bicycle Friend Community Award recognizes the city's commitment to improving conditions for bicycling. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
There's a lot of glass on your car, and sometimes stuff happens. You might need a new window on the driver's side, or your windshield has been cracked and is getting worse, or maybe you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield, causing it to chip. American Eagle Auto Glass in Champaign and Danville can help. They're local, they're reasonably priced, and they don't treat you like a number. You're their customer. American Eagle Auto Glass is certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring they do it the right way and the safe way. Visit them at AmericanEagleAutoGlass.com. Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent, with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham at Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie J. We've got a high of 30 expected today, 16 our low tonight with clear conditions, up to around the freezing point tomorrow with sunshine, partly cloudy Saturday night, low 20, sunshine on Sunday with a high 37 expected, down to around 20, and that carries into the work week next week. Right now, still single digits. It's 8 ESPN 93.5.
Thought it was a little brisk this morning.
With that snow on the ground and the freezing fog, too, they're saying visibility isn't too bad, though, and I thought it was fine coming in.
Maroons pray for other team after a fatal crash. That's in the News Gazette this morning. Going forward, they'll pray. After a bus carrying the Normal West High School freshman girls basketball team, they had just played hours earlier with Champaign Central. Players discussed praying for their opponents and for their own safety before they travel for games. Every player I've talked to is in disbelief, Central coach Lavelle Maples said Thursday. A couple of them mentioned getting together and having positive conversations and praying for their own safety. This happened a couple of nights ago. Apparently, they left Combs Gym, and on their way home, for whatever reason, and police don't know why, that semi-truck headed the wrong way on Interstate 74. How many times have we all driven that? It collided with the bus carrying Normal West 8 players. Apparently, a big bus, and the kids were in the back, which might have been life-saving. Gentleman named Mr. Crabtree, volunteer, 72, died in the student bus. Head coach is in, I think, fair condition. Broken bones, will need surgery.
The driver of the semi-truck died. He's a 34-year-old from Iowa. They don't know why he was driving the wrong way on the interstate. I mean, how could you possibly, you know, if we've all maybe taken wrong turns in our life, even mm-hmm. if, you know, I've driven in a one-way, but yeah. I don't keep driving. I stop.
That's right.
But how can a semi-trailer truck, who knows if we'll ever get all the answers to that.
2 miles east of Main Street exit in Bloomington, south side.
I've driven that a million times. So, thoughts and prayers to everybody involved. I mean, this is, they had grief counselors and stuff mm-hmm. at Normal West. And Normal West, of course, in the same conference as Centennial and Central and Danville. And we've all, you know, if you're involved in those schools, you know Normal West pretty well. Played them a ton in golf, obviously, as well. So there's that. And then did you see the story also in the paper this morning? Brent Christensen's trial will move to Peoria?
No, I didn't hear.
Mm-hmm. Convenience for court outweighs inconvenience for alleged victim's family. Steve Beckett represents the family. And while being from China, they certainly have bonded with people here because they were here for so long. But the new judge in charge is from Peoria and thinks it's better all around for the court, and it weighed heavily, he said, on the thoughts about the family, you know, being inconvenienced and not knowing anybody, but it's 5 months before the trial, and maybe they can get to people, get to know people between now and then. So that's a bit of a surprise, but I would think most people know about this guy who picked up this woman of Chinese descent
and Yin Yang Zhang.
Dropped her off, he said, and then arrested on his birthday. And was it June last year?
Yeah, June 30th, 2017.
Okay. A year and a half ago now.
So June 9th was the incident.
Yeah. And so we'll see what happens, but apparently Brent Christensen trial will be in Peoria. You know, we'll still have coverage of everything, but it just won't be in Urbana. Apparently the docket's fairly full for April. They said there's more room over there. Bottom line is, if the judge is from that town, wouldn't he want it over there? It's easier. Even though they travel back and forth frequently, a lot of the witnesses will be called or state police, and they travel back and forth anyway. So anyway, that there's that news this morning as well. And big local news, it's good news, is the Fighting Illini volleyball team are eating right now.
Yes.
It's a four-hour thing before you have a big game or match, and volleyball's in the Sweet 16, and pretty cool to host both rounds. So we have the round of 64, then the round of 32. Now we have the round of 16, and Saturday we'll have the round of 8.
Yes.
Winner goes to the Final Four in our quest to win our first national championship here. Can they do it? We interviewed Chris Thomas yesterday, and I'm going to replay a clip of that if you missed it. The head volleyball coach at the University of Illinois. And he's been interviewed a lot of places, but how many places have asked him if he's quick at changing diapers? Yeah, I ask those kinds of things. Because he has 22-month all the way to 4-year-old, so they're very busy, and they've got moms helping.
Uh-huh.
Because Jan Thomas is also a volunteer assistant for the team. And they're very, very good. And it was the reason I'm so lit up about it is because I got to sit behind the bench. I've never been that close.
Right.
So I'm in the game. There was a time when I got to sit in the front row of Illinois basketball right by the TV booth, first four seats, so my feet were on the floor. I had to watch a guy shooting three because he almost hit me.
Yeah.
You're in the game.
That's right.
So the whole thing changes. It's in a different experience. If you ever get a chance to do that, it's completely different because you're in it. You're involved. It's like you're part of it.
All the times that you were on the scorer's table, yeah. Were you the announcer then?
Or? I was just whatever I did. I didn't do much. But yeah, I was down there 20 years, so I was in the game.
Right. I think I subbed for you a couple of times, yeah. And I feel like, you know, I wanted to react as a fan.
Yeah, well, that was
And
that
I
was
remember
part of
Tony Clements sitting next to me saying, no.
You can't jump up and down like exactly. Stevie J does. No, I was a spotter, and I did the promotions on
that's
the floor.
What, yes,
and did
that's
some of
what
that
I was
stuff
doing, yeah.
For a while.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so when you're that close to anything, you're in the game. So I'd never been that close in volleyball, and it was fascinating to me to be that close, hear them talk, and, you know, the whole thought process. Anyway, I'll play a clip of that coming up.
Sounds good.
I do have 4 tickets to the game tomorrow. 2 of them will be in the Legacy Club if you want to go to the Fighting Illini against UNLV. At 1 o'clock tomorrow, if the Illini win today against in volleyball, if they win today against Marquette, they would play tomorrow afternoon at 3, so kind of a tight turn, but it's not far from State Farm to Huff either. So we got a doubleheader kind of tomorrow, hopefully, if we win and beat Marquette today in volleyball.
You'll be texting in for that at 359-2255, where Jim chimed in about Centennial girls showing up in uniform to the game last night, even though they weren't playing, to show their respect.
Wow.
Class act.
Yeah, that's good. Very good. All right, 714, ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines. Get with Diane.
Well, as far as basketball, we were just talking about that. UNLV tomorrow at 1, and who knows? You could be rooting on our Illini if they beat Marquette. We are a number one seed today in volleyball in the regional semifinal that takes place at 11 a.m. today. Marquette 28-6 on the season, and we are 30-3 in this NCAA tournament. And Wisconsin and San Diego will play at 1:30, so we'll play one of them.
Yep, and San Diego upset USC, so I'm presuming it's going to be Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
So Wisconsin probably will be waiting for the Illini if we can get by Marquette. Hey, Marquette's good.
I mean,
at this point, everybody's really, really good.
That's right.
It'll be really fun to watch it.
Last night in Big Ten basketball, Purdue over Maryland, 62-60. It looks like Mike Locksley of Alabama offensive coordinator fame, speaking of Maryland, will be their new head football coach. Any reaction to that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Kai spent the night at our house lots of times.
Okay.
Kai was the triplets age. Kai Locksley, I think he's playing quarterback somewhere. He went to Texas. That's Mike Locksley's son. And his wife, was it Tia, I think? Anyway, really nice guy, but I laugh because I have a Mike Locksley story. He was Ron Zook's offensive coordinator. And he knew I had a friend at driver's license that could facilitate if it wasn't too busy. It wasn't like we jumped the line, but they would look at it and say, hey, how can we help? And at least guide us quickly to where the line was. That's pretty much all it was. But I was this guy that knew somebody, supposedly. So Mike Locksley calls me and said, Steve, I need a new license. I said, all right, I'll take you out there. So we go out there, driver's license, and he does the lines. And he does all that, but I'm with him. And Mike Locksley says he's really freaking out because he's got to go drive. He's actually got to drive with somebody.
Okay.
And he says, so I put my hands at 10 and 2. I said, you're going to be fine, man. You drive all the time. Just, you know, sit up and put your hands on the...
Right, right.
And so he took the test in my car. It was like, it was a smaller, I don't know what it was. It wasn't that big, and he was a big man.
Yeah.
So he got, I almost had to shoehorn into my car to test drive. And so he comes back, and he is so relieved. And then he gets in his big SUV and puts his hand on the steering wheel and leans way back like he always drives. No 10 and 2.
Uh-huh.
Mike Locksley left. And then he left. And he was a friendly guy, and I liked him. And I thought he was a good offensive coordinator. But he went to New Mexico. It was a disaster. Just a disaster.
Sometimes it's just not a good fit.
Well, they were like 2 and everything. I won 2 games in 2 years.
Okay.
It was really bad. But plus, there was offensive... There was off-the-field problems.
Mm-hmm.
He had some anger issues. And you know Tony Dungy? I've talked really fondly of him because I sat by Tony at a banquet once. He's the kindest guy, best, most interesting, and just so wonderful, Tony Dungy. He got involved with Mike Locksley's life and helped him. And so then Mike went back to Maryland. Then he left Maryland. Somehow he ended up at Alabama as a special assistant. Then he moved up to offensive coordinator.
Right.
And then he gets to go back. And Maryland is where he played. That's his home. So he is the man. I hope it works out for the Locksleys.
He's 48.
Yeah. No, I remember him picking up Kai at the door. And back then, you know, I played Kai one-on-one. And Kai was in, his son was in third grade. I could dominate, but I knew in about a year it was over. I wouldn't be able to beat Kai Locksley when he's in fourth grade.
Kia is the spouse.
Kia?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, she's wonderful. Anyway, we enjoyed them when they were here in 07, 08, whenever that was. And I texted him during the Rose Bowl and all that stuff. So I know him some, enough to probably still have his cell number. I suppose it's the same one because coaches never change. I think Ron Turner is the same cell.
217.
You can't give it up because everybody has it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's 719. Let's jump to our weather. ESPN 93.5. I'm going to play a little of that Chris Thomas interview. If you missed it yesterday, the volleyball coach, they played it this morning at 11. We'll play a little clip from that. Coming up, let's check weather.
We've got a high 30 expected today with the sunshine. Starting out with a little freezing fog, though, in areas. Down to 16 this evening. Up to around 32 tomorrow with sunshine. Partly cloudy and a low 20 Saturday night. Sunday's high, 37. Right now, we're at 9. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, it's lightweight and cordless. Covers 1,000 square feet of surface on a single tank of fluid. It's called the Checkmate System. Electrostatic sprayer available only at CMI. Guaranteed to save you time and money. It'll clean and kill that flu bug. Call Betsy or Brad Parks, 359-6262, or CMIclean.com, CMIclean.com. Hey, the Cardinals have a press conference. We'll carry it live at 10:30.
Oh.
About Paul Goldschmidt.
Nice.
Come on. Stand by. We also have some Mike Claiborne, if you missed it yesterday, some of the profound comments he made.
Uh-huh.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. This is also the day that you'll live in infamy, December 7 at 7:20.
Business Network. After yesterday's roller coaster trading session, U.S. stock futures are lower as we head towards the open. We'll be getting the November payroll numbers this morning. Economists say they expect a strong report. Tariffs are starting to bite. American companies that import products are reportedly starting to pay record amounts in customs duties. Tariff collections were higher than $5 billion in October. Boeing is backing out of a deal with China, canceling its order for a satellite that was financed by a company owned by the Chinese government. Boeing decided to scrap the agreement after it found out that the government had a role in handing over about $200 million. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Carol Zimmer.
For details.
All right, we did talk to Chris Thomas. He's the volleyball coach at Illinois, getting ready for their 11 o'clock match against Marquette. And I asked him yesterday when we caught up with him, I said, you know, having the opportunity to sit so close to the bench and watching how everything works, it looks like all of your work is done before you play.
Yeah, you know, I think there's we have a handful of matchups that we can go with. We have six rotations in our sport. You have an offense and defense on both. And if we're giving them too much information during the match, one, it not only allows them freedom to operate. I think a lot of the game is based off of making split-second reads. And two, they don't need to look over the bench every 2 seconds to see what's going on. They need to be focused in the moment. And our group does that as well as any. And yeah, they do a great job. So there's not much to say to them during the match. If we didn't, I'm a big John Wooden fan. If we didn't prep them well enough before we played, then we didn't do our job.
Yeah, well, and I heard you tell Jeremy Warner yesterday. You guys watch about 15 hours of tape for each appointment of opponent. Is that correct?
It depends who we're playing, but it could be more. Yeah, it gets up there. We have an unlimited database to watch film. You don't need to always watch that much, but the difficulty right now in tournament play is you don't know who you're potentially playing in the next matchup. So you have to watch a good amount of film on both teams, especially if we haven't seen them. This weekend is a little bit different in terms of we have Wisconsin on the other side of our bracket this weekend. So we've seen them twice already this year. And so we have to prep for San Diego and Marquette. Of course, Marquette being the big one tomorrow.
Yeah. It just intrigues me how things work, and I think you just obviously have such and then I read up on all of you've done, and you're a former professional volleyball player, star player. Your wife is the same. I mean, this. You remember Bonnie Blair? She's from Champaign, and she was a gold yep. medalist speed skater, and she married Dave Cruikshank, yep. who was an Olympic speed skater. You guys are a power couple in volleyball. This is crazy. I mean, you've got three kids age 22 to 4 years old. They're going to have to 22 months to 4 years old. They're going to have to love volleyball.
Yes, they will. Let's get one thing straight. She's way better than I am at volleyball.
I mean, she's a goal. She says silver medalist of the Olympics.
Yeah, silver medalist in 2008 in Beijing, and I was training in the same quad, but I didn't make the cut. I got cut a couple years into the quad. But.
And then we ask him about diaper changing. He's pretty fast. How much the parents have helped. How much I liked his voice. I think he has a very nice voice.
I do, too.
And I said, well, you know, could you say, because I think you'd sound good about midnight, you know, like the Nighthawk or something. I said, I'd like to call you Nighthawk. And I said, would you say that? So I kind of an audition.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
I said, that sounds really good.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Has a nice, I would slow that down a little bit, but otherwise really a nice timbre in there.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so there's that. I'm really rooting for the volleyball team today. I'm hoping they can beat Marquette and get to that. I'm going to guess Wisconsin. Who knows? San Diego beat USC. I guess they can beat Wisconsin. That's a long way from home. But I'm going to say Wisconsin is going to win that. So it would be a Big Ten matchup, a really, really good one tomorrow afternoon at 3. Before that, Illinois plays UNLV. Now, I understand, and I've told you, I've braced you. If you ever listen to me, I say our Illinois basketball records, the men are not going to be very good record-wise. We're 2-7. It's like the worst start in 100 million years, whatever. We've never played this many good teams early either. We've never played Gonzaga and Iowa State and Xavier. I mean, usually it's like, you know, Maine State. I mean, it's somebody you're going to beat by 40.
Right.
And we've had like one of those. And a lot of these teams that are 7-2 and 8-1, they haven't played anybody we've played.
East Tennessee State's coming up on the 15th.
And they're ranked a 1.25. They're ranked 125. We're ranked 100. So that's going to be competitive.
Oh, wow.
I'm just saying, just everybody needs it. Look at the glimpses. That's what you're going to get this year. And then later, we're going to beat somebody we're not supposed to. And then you're going to say, man, it just takes time. So if you would like to go to the game tomorrow, here's what I got. I got 2 Legacy Club tickets for townies. That's in zone section B.
Okay.
Elbows on a table.
Know exactly where you're at now.
Okay, thank you. Because I don't know the new numbering. I still think Channel 15 is Channel 17. Okay. I still. Isn't that sad? I can't get that straight still, and
right.
It's been like 25 years. And then I got 2 other tickets that are section 243, a.k.a. C. So they're not together, but they're 4 seats. So if you would like these for Illinois UNLV at 1 o'clock, and for whatever reason you've never been to the State Farm Center, I mean, it's really nice. I really like what they've done with the coloring.
Me too.
And the way that looks, it pops.
It's a little uplighting.
Yep. And I think we'll play great tomorrow. I think we can beat UNLV, but I think it'll be a good game. If you'd like these tickets, it's 359-2255. You can text in I-L-L-I-N-I or I, whatever's easier as you text.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it simple. And we'll take number
22.
Wasn't that Kwan Garris's number?
Sounds good.
359-2255, 359-2255, 22nd text in the letter I, and we'll take care of 4 seats, 2 in Legacy Club, my best seats.
Sounds great.
Okay. Good luck to you. News is next.
Jeremy Werner and Jay Lehman are breaking down each Illini game every Monday morning on ESPN 93.5. Starting at 10 a.m., join them for comments and qualified insight into not only Illinois football, but the entire Big Ten. Can't catch it on the radio? Catch the podcast at ESPNCU.com. Thanks to Little Legends Learning Center, Ford and Chrysler of Hoopston, Luther Falls Custom Kitchens, and Get Out and Go RV. Don't miss Jay Lehman every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on the Jeremy Werner Show on ESPN 93.5.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. Former FBI Director James Comey due on Capitol Hill this morning to go before the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees.
Expected to be questioned behind closed doors by members of the House about the start of the Russia probe as well as Hillary Clinton's emails. Comey had asked to testify in public, but instead, as a compromise with lawmakers, a transcript of his testimony will be released.
Fox's Jill Nato. A court appearance in Canada for the arrested CFO of the telecom, Huawei.
The arrest spooked the markets yesterday over concerns that it could impact trade negotiations.
Fox's Blake Berman. And November jobs numbers just out showing 155,000 jobs were created. That is below expectations. Unemployment holding steady at 3.7%. This is Fox News.
Check your local news now on ESPN 93.5. It is Friday, December 7. This is Pearl Harbor Day. It kind of hit me this morning that there's probably a number of people, probably more than I'd like to think, that don't know a lot about this state, its history, and it is a long time ago. I mean, what is December 7, 1941? How many years ago is that? That's a long time ago. 77?
Yeah.
Okay. That's Pearl Harbor's attack by the Japanese on Pearl Harbor. And maybe you've seen Pearl Harbor the movie. I mean, it's something. So a date that shall live in infamy is what our president at the time, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, had stated the next morning. And you know that the declaration of war was not unanimous. The declaration of war, I believe it was 222-1. A woman, congresswoman, back in 1941, said no. Local news brought to you by OSF Ergo. Delivers the quick, convenient, high-quality care you expect from urgent care, but in a way you never expected. OSF Ergo offers two locations in Champaign, North Prospect near Walmart, and on South Neal by Harvest Market.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. This Saturday is the 55th annual Candlestick Lane Holiday Lighting Event, and so from 5 until 7 p.m., several streets will be closed in Urbana. Those include Eastern Drive from Cottage Grove Avenue to Cole Place, Fairlawn Drive from Cottage Grove Avenue to Patton Place, and Grant Place from Fairlawn Drive to Eastern Avenue. The next time you need a prescription filled, keep this in mind. Walgreens is launching a next-day prescription delivery service with FedEx. Walgreens already offers same-day delivery in select markets and will expand that program next year. CNBC says patients can pay $4.99 to have their qualifying prescription drugs delivered as early as the next day, or they can choose to pick it up in stores. The delivery program is part of Walgreens Express, which also lets customers preview the cost of prescriptions and prepay the ones that qualify. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
With two convenient locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit OSF ergo.org to see and learn more.
Okay, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast. When you're into a temperature that is a single syllable,
yeah,
it's not good.
9 right now.
No. And we're still got to get to 11 before we're at a single.
Right. And, you know, we passed, my husband and I came to work together today, and we passed a billboard that said 10, so it's out there. It's just that Willard still has some single digits right
now. Yeah, right.
Temperatures up to 30 today with the sunshine. 16 our low tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high of 32 down to around 20. 36 by Sunday and clear into the evening, low 20. Back to work as we get highs near 40 Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah.
So there's relief in sight. It's just chilly this morning. Temperatures at 9 on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, but it's 14 days till the days start getting longer. There's always that.
Yes.
So thinking that way. Okay, we have a winner, I guess. Who do we have here?
We do. Greg Apton from Charleston. Hi, Greg.
It's Collison. C-O-L-L-I-S-O-N.
Okay.
The big city.
Collison.
Where's that?
6 miles north of Oakwood.
And what, are you just listening on the car driving in?
Yes.
What do you do?
I'm retired.
Atta boy.
I'm a retired banker.
I love that. So, you know, banker jokes, you've never heard any, right?
Yes, yes.
What bank did you work at?
I retired from United Community Bank in Oakwood.
Well, good for you. So, everybody knows the Fletchers out there, right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I said
my neighbor lives about a half a mile from me.
Darren Fletcher and I were in Lamaze class together before our first kids. So there. I sat by him for 3 weeks, Greg, and I didn't know who he was. And then I figured out his legs were bigger than my waist. And I said, I think he's a catcher.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
And he's still in pretty good shape.
No, I sat by him at the Susie Atkins giving money to the baseball, new baseball training facility. And And, yeah, no, he's in great shape. He's doing great. Anyway, I'm so glad you called, Ann. I'm so glad you got my four tickets, including two in the Legacy Club box, and you've got that. And thank you for your wonderful service to humanity as a great banker. It's a pleasure chatting with you. I'm so glad you called in.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure. Thank you so much. Winner from, say, Colleton?
Colleton, okay. Illinois.
All right, great. 737 ESPN 93.5. Yeah, I did ask Illinois volleyball coach Chris Thomas if he was fast at changing diapers.
Well, I am pretty good at changing diapers, mostly because I don't like the smell. So I get in
you
there
go
pretty
fast.
Quick.
Because you're athletic, too. You probably get your feet positioned well, and you're in a good position, and boom, you're done, and everything's done. Tickle them a little bit. You're good. That's awesome. And how is Jennifer handling such a young family?
Oh, great. You know, Champaign community, Champaign Urbana community is great. And, you know, there's lots of things to do for the kids. You know, she comes to practice every day. We've had a lot of help from parents in the recent months here.
Yeah.
We had our third on October 1st. And
wow.
So between my mom and her mom, they've been out here pretty much the whole season helping us out. So
that's awesome. And Jen Thomas is a volunteer assistant for the last a year or so, actually more than a year, joined the team. And so I'm sure, I mean, here you have a several gold medalist in the Olympics helping your husband. Wow. And very candid. She's way better at volleyball than I am.
That's awesome.
You know, these kids, because both of them are very tall, they're just going to be so big. They're so tall. They're going to be one of those kindergarten bump pictures. You're saying, who's that? That's a volleyball coach's son. And then we drafted him to be a late-night guy.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Nighthawk.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I do, too. I think there's real, real potential there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We've got the St. Louis Cardinals introducing Paul Goldschmidt. Does he get number 44? That's his jersey number. I don't think any Cardinal has it. And if they did, they probably have to give it up. Paul Goldschmidt will be introduced as the St. Louis Cardinal. 10:30 will carry it during the Jeremy Warner Show. They say it's only going to be 15 minutes. And then I presume KMOX will go long form and do the whole thing with all the questions, but I think they're going to try and keep it tight. Tom Ackerman will anchor, and we'll have a live coverage of the introduction of Paul Goldschmidt. And it's a little rub on the Cubs. I'm not hearing much from Cubs. Not real excited about this. Very exciting for the Cardinals because in the sense of a Cardinal fan, you feel like the Cubs are, you know, got a better roster. Every Cardinal fan would agree with that. But we just got a little closer. Are we there? I don't think so. But we're closer. You get me one more, we can really talk. But I think we did what I asked them to do, get a big-time guy, get one of them. And the choices were Manny Machado, going to cost you $300 million. Bryce Harper, probably going to cost $350-plus. Or trade for Paul Goldschmidt. And the Cardinals traded guys that I'm sure are fine men and baseball players, but I didn't think they were going to factor in the Cardinal future next year. Luke Weaver and Carson Kelly, catcher. Luke Weaver, pitcher's good. And then a double-A guy and a draft pick. So I think even though you only have a Goldschmidt for a year before you re-up him, hopefully you do, Cardinals can save the money for that extension with Paul Goldschmidt and Marcell Ozuna, who will be done after this coming season anyway. So there's some spring in the step. And just to give you an example, I was very much arms folded, kind of going, man, it's just going to be really hard, the Cubs in Milwaukee. And after that, I went and ordered Cardinal calendars. So we'll give some Cardinal calendars away.
I'm glad to hear it.
Season ticket sales will be better. I mean, the whole thing looks more hopeful.
Mm-hmm.
Much more interesting. Our Cub-Cardinal bus trip, which we're trying to determine, will have more spring in its step.
Yeah.
Because the Cardinals are going to feel like they can compete better.
When we talked with the ticket guy yesterday, Rob mentioned the Cubs package and the bobblehead package, the jersey giveaway package. I was excited.
Well, and I was kind of, I didn't want to hear about ticket sales. I didn't want to hear about jersey changes. I wanted to hear about baseball players, and I got one. Paul Goldschmidt's one of the finest players in baseball, an MVP candidate. That
Golden,
kind of,
Golden Glover.
Golden Glover.
Great at first base.
He's a biggie. All right, I'm going to play a clip of Mike Claiborne next hour. Caught up with him yesterday, and he wasn't sure if Matt Carpenter had a role on this team. I said, say what? Anyway, we'll play a little of that next hour. ESPN 93.5 Sports Headlines coming up.
Save on orthodontic services and braces during the month of December at Illini Smiles Dental in Champaign and Angel Smiles Dental in Rantoul. Throughout the entire month of December, it's zero down payment on all braces. Brenda from Illini Smiles Dental and Angel Smiles Dental Care has this to say about braces.
Now's the perfect time to come in, get those braces put on. This is a small payments for something that's going to last your entire lifetime.
And right now, it's zero down throughout the month of December at Angel Smiles Dental and Illini Smiles Dental. Brenda, when's the best time to start thinking about braces?
I don't know if there's a best age. I would start looking at your teeth at about 9, 10 years old.
Okay.
Do you want out of braces by the time you're in high school, 12 or 13? But I have done braces on 80-year-old people.
Braces can help you at any age. And throughout the month of December, it's zero down payment on all orthodontic services. Call Angel Smiles Dental Center in Rantoul at 892-886. Or Illini Smiles in Champaign at 356-3335.
With the change of seasons approaching, you need to check your tires. CarX Tire and Auto has been serving customers for over 40 years and is your Central Illinois tire leader. Your local CarX has the right tires for your vehicle, offering major brands like Goodyear, Kelly, Michelin, and Yokohama. And CarX offers tires at competitive prices, expert installation, and the best guarantees in the business. Shop tires online at CarX.com by using our online tire tool. See your CarX man today.
Don't worry, call the CarX man.
This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place, Champaign. Call us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
ServPro of Champaign is proud to announce the purchase of Piatt and DeWitt counties. David and Susie McGuire took ownership of the new territory in September. Cities being served include Clinton, Bemet, Monticello, and Mahomet. The McGuires are excited to expand the ServPro brand, a leader in the restoration industry, across Piatt and DeWitt counties. The McGuires opened up their first ServPro in 1990 in the Champaign area. Within a few short years, additional franchises have opened to serve Vermilion, Edgar, Clark, Moultrie, and Douglas counties. ServPro of Champaign looks forward to serving the new communities as they move into 2019.
Are you hosting a business meeting or looking for a great venue for your holiday party before or after the holidays? Big Grove Tavern offers limited menus to large groups alongside other diners in their private event rooms. Big Grove has three beautiful private rooms for your next event, whether it's a formal meeting or a casual get-together. Make your events totally private with bar service, custom menus, or buffet service. It's Big Grove Tavern, 1 East Main, downtown Champaign.
Did you know ADT can design and install a smart home just for you? A new smart home at your service, customized for your lifestyle. ADT professionals can even show you how to use your new smart home features. Now that's what I call warm-up service. It's all controlled from the ADT app or the sound of your voice and backed by 24/7 protection. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more about how ADT can help keep your home safe and smart.
Hi, I'm Noelle Shaw.
Hey, I'm Ben Croft. We're from the High School of St. Thomas More Music and Drama Club, and we'd like to welcome you to our annual Madrigal Feast.
Please join us on December 7th and 8th at 7 p.m. at the High School of St. Thomas More.
Tickets are $30 a piece. That includes a three-course meal and entertainment.
The High School of St. Thomas More, located at 3901 North Mattis Avenue.
Get your tickets online at STM Music and Drama.
Once again, it's the St. Thomas More Madrigal Dinner, Friday and Saturday, December 7th. 7th and
8th. I love those. Okay, Honda BMW, maybe a BMW test drive is in order. You know they have bicycles that they're giving away if a qualified person goes and does a test drive?
Hmm.
That's the real deal there.
I like that idea.
If you buy a Beamer, they'll throw a television in the back seat.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I was over there looking at those bikes. They've already got them together. But if you go in and say, yeah, we're serious. I mean, we're not leaving the car running, coming in, grabbing a bike. You can't. You got to kind of go through, talk to them a little bit. They got to make sure that you're a real deal. But if you test drive a CR-V or any Honda, I think you get one of their bicycles.
Nice.
Because they're that confident. That's how good they are. Today, maybe a BMW because the steering wheel's heated. I'd never driven anything with a steering wheel that's heated. My hands had got kind of hot. I had to turn it off.
Okay.
Anyway, drivechampagne.com. They're a Honda President's Award-winning dealership. You ought to visit today. Say hey to Ben Quattron off of Neil at Burwash. What a wonderful day, because they'll warm that car up for you so it's nice and warm.
All right.
And test drive something and learn why they're an award-winning dealership. DriveChampagne.com, DriveChampagne.com. Check your sports headline, 7:47 on this Friday, December 7th.
Last night in Big Ten basketball, Purdue over Maryland, 62-60. Iowa over their rivals, Iowa State. That final was 98-84. Illinois in basketball action against UNLV tomorrow at 1. And I know Greg Apton from Colleton, Illinois will be there. Thanks to listening to ESPN 93.5.
Retired banker.
There you go. Yeah. The big news today is the regional semifinal round at 11 o'clock for our Fighting Illini volleyball team at 30-3 on the season, taking on Marquette at 28-6 on the season. This NCAA tournament could go into a 3 o'clock match on Saturday, where Wisconsin and San Diego plays at 1:30. We'll have their winner progress. Mike Loxley, congratulations. Yeah. I know he's got connections to the area. Maryland's new football coach. Tennessee over Jacksonville 30-9 yesterday. This weekend we'll have Indy and Houston, Atlanta and Green Bay, your New Orleans Saints and Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Bears will host the LA Rams, and Mitch Trubisky is confident that he could get the tap. Vegas over the Blackhawks 4-3 yesterday. Blues in Winnipeg in action tonight.
Boy, the Bears-Rams is large, and the Saint fans want the Bears to win because the Rams are like 12-1. I mean, they've lost once. Come on, man. And the Saints beat them head-to-head. That's the only loss they have. So I need the Bears to win so the Saints have a chance to win the home field. That's where my thoughts are. But I know the Bears are fighting for a wonderful playoff position themselves. So
Heisman Trophy Award will happen tomorrow night, too, in New York City. Tua from Alabama, Kyler Murray from Oklahoma, Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State, the quarterback there, are all trying to get it.
Yep. All right, 7:49, a cold weather forecast coming your way next.
This is Jen Shelby inviting you to Hoopston, where you get great deals on all vehicles at Ford of Hoopston and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Hoopston. If you don't find what you're looking for, we'll get it. All new vehicles and most pre-owned vehicles come with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Ever confused by all the incentive programs? We'll spell them out, helping you find the right fit. We are pleased to introduce Get Out and Go RV, carrying the little guy Max and mini campers.
Visit them near the intersection of Routes 1 and 9 or online at Ford of Hoopston, Hoopston Chrysler, and GetOutAndGoRV.com.
Okay, you will buy Meat Sales Room theme song audition number 238.
Meat, 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 meat.
Ah, boy, not this again. Okay, next, please.
Meat, meat.
Yes, again, that's already been done before. One more, please.
Steaks and burgers. At the Meat Sales Room, steaks and burgers.
The U of I Meat Sales Room on Maryland in Urbana. They may not have clever theme songs, but they do have the best meat in town.
Wherever you are this giving season, there's no better way to say happy holidays than with custom cards, calendars, and photo gifts from Vistaprint. And right now, you can get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars at Vistaprint.com. There are hundreds of our newest card designs to choose from. Or give a year's worth of joy by personalizing calendars full of unforgettable pictures. So get merry, get jolly, get 50% off all holiday cards and calendars. Plus, save on other photo gifts at Vistaprint.com. Just enter promo code HOLIDAY. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code HOLIDAY.
Okay, let's check your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Well, looks sunny today. That at least puts some skip in your step. We've got a high 30 down to 16 with clear conditions tonight. Sunny tomorrow, high 32, low 20, 36 by Sunday with the sunshine. Clearing it out 20 into the evening. Back to work Monday with a high 37, near 40 by Tuesday. Right now, the temperature's at 10. We're in double digits. ESPN 93.5.
Well, explore issues that matter most to you, your family, and your financial future. Busey's magazine, The Pillar, the fall issue available now. You can go online. You can stop in and ask for a copy, a hard copy if you'd like. That's fine. They've got your list. They've checked it twice. Shop safe, stay jolly with tips like, well, there's a wonderful couple of features about family businesses that are booming in our region. If you have a dream, drive, and dedication for entrepreneurship, it is an endeavor to write. Is it right for you? Busey explores 8 traits for success when it comes to doing your own thing. Pillars for Progress help shape Busey. Discover how your feedback, all good organizations thrive on feedback because that's how you get better. Busey's magazine, The Pillar, a great resource for you, no matter what your stage of life. From financial insights to investment trends, The Pillar covers topics that matter most to you. To read The Pillar or to request a copy of the magazine, visit the publications page in the Resource Center at Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise, member FDIC.
I got a call yesterday from Rich Barnett and his lovely wife, Jean, to be the lamplighter and help open up our Candlestick Lane in Urbana.
That's awesome.
Ceremony tomorrow night at 6. So pretty cool to be a part of that. Their 55th year in this Urbana neighborhood off Cottage Grove and Cole Place and Patton Place, Fairlawn Drive, Grant Place. They do open house style in the thick of the neighborhood, and they go from home to home and say, 3, 2, 1, let's light this house.
Yeah.
And I know I did it when I was at another radio studio at Neil and Windsor back in the day. For 55 years, they've been doing this. So it's fun to be part of things with the Candlestick Lane opening up.
Well, it's great you'll be there, Diane. That'll be tomorrow night. What time again?
Well, the whole thing is 5 to 10, but it starts at 6 and gotcha. 6 to 6:30 for this lamplighter ceremony.
It'll be really fun in Urbana. It's a legendary thing around here. We used to drive the kids through all the time. Candlestick Lane in Urbana. Joe had called me yesterday, left a message, and had an observation on the George Herbert Walker Bush funeral. That was at the Washington Cathedral. They had one in Houston yesterday, but on Wednesday it was the Washington Cathedral. And he made an observation that, you know what, I hadn't noticed. But in the entire audience, nobody saw anybody using a cell phone. So unusual for our time.
Yeah, it is.
All the camera shots, I can't remember one cell phone being visible. I think it's wonderful.
Yeah.
But put them away.
That's right.
You know, no pictures for a tweet, right?
Uh-huh.
Have respect, and they were. I thought it was, I had not noticed. Good observation. Thank you, Joe.
The casket had a 70-mile train ride.
Yeah, that was pretty
right.
impressive.
It brought me back to, you know, hearing about that. And, of course, with me being from Tolono, I know Lincoln, you know, took a train ride on his casket. And
we went through Philo.
Is that right?
Yeah. Went through Tolono. And then two same.
That's right.
Probably Philo second. Cause saved the
Tolono
best
first.
For last. That's how we do that.
Okay.
But no, that's right. And they had the train car open. You can see the flag-draped casket of
right.
George Herbert Walker
so
Bush.
So we were talking about what presidents have done the train thing. I know Dwight Eisenhower did.
Yeah, I don't know. But, no, it was all so well done, and for a brief moment, we felt like we were together and kind of all on the same page, which felt really nice. And I don't think that can happen anymore because no matter what anybody says, no matter how good of an idea it might be, if it's one party, the other party won't like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of how it works. I don't know what we're in unison about anymore. Maybe still our Olympics. Maybe we're still rooting for the same team. Okay, we have our Cardinal Caravan that was announced. It'll be at the I Hotel and Conference Center at noon on Friday, January 18. Just a mental note, because we'll get real busy with Christmas and all the holiday activities coming up. But the new year will bring the Cardinal Caravan back to town with a little more spring in our step with the Paul Goldschmidt. And that Paul Goldschmidt press conference will be at 10:30, and you'll hear it here on your home for the Cardinals. ESPN 93.5.
Pay attention, Illini Nation. Game Day Spirit is running a special offer now through Christmas Eve. At either Game Day Spirit store in Campus Town or on South Neal, spend $150 on regular priced items and get a $25 gift card with your purchase. That's right, if you spend $150 at Game Day Spirit, you get a $25 gift card for free. This offer ends on December 24th, so even if you're a last-minute shopper, you won't miss out on this great deal. Get your gear at Game Day. Happy holidays and go Illini.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Will Kane.
The NFL MVP isn't simply for the best player in football, the most dominant player in football. But because it has this title, most valuable player in football, it is by its very definition going to trend towards quarterbacks because quarterbacks are more valuable. They just are. Your NFL MVP right now is Drew Brees. Without Drew Brees, we're the Saints. Second,
Patrick Mahomes. Without Patrick Mahomes, where are the Kansas City Chiefs? I think you could talk about guys like Gurley and Ezekiel Elliott. If you didn't have Ezekiel Elliott on that Dallas Cowboys team, where would they be? And as great as Aaron Donald is, when you say, if I take Aaron Donald out of that team, where are they? Well, they're a lot farther along than the teams that I just mentioned. And if you took those guys out.
Get more from Will Cain today from 3 to 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, or on the ESPN app.
There's nothing like being present together. Show her how you feel with Red Bow Deals at JCPenney. Dazzling jewelry gifts that come all wrapped up and ready to give. Hurry in now for up to 80% off Red Bow Deals and fine jewelry. Plus, enjoy amazing deals like half-carat total weight diamond bracelets for only $97.49 when you take 25% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon. JCPenney. Style and value for all. Offers valid 12/5 to 12/8. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details.
Hey, I'm Clark. I work at the drugstore, and I hate my job. People are always asking me these annoying questions like, will this soap dry my skin out? Can you unlock the razor case? Will you please ring me up? I'm not like a soap-having ring-up keymaster wizard, okay? Just buy all your bathroom stuff at DollarShaveClub.com. They'll deliver all your bathroom stuff so you don't have to come to my store and bother me when I'm trying to text my girlfriend's friend.
Right now, get our three most popular grooming products and our best razor for just $5. Only at DollarShaveClub.com/radio. That's DollarShaveClub.com/radio.
No more one day sales. Now every day is Black Friday at Flooring Surfaces. All month long, you'll find incredible Black Friday level markdowns on new floors, like beautiful new hardwoods. Now 40% off, including deals at $399, $299, even $199 per square foot. And save 40 to 60% on imported porcelain tiles for your kitchen, baths, or showers. Glass mosaics are cut to an incredibly low $424 per square foot. And don't forget new carpet. Choose from dozens of styles that are 40 to 75% off list price. If you missed out after Thanksgiving, don't worry. Flooring Surfaces has deep discounts on hundreds of items all month long. You can save an incredible amount on new floors when every day is Black Friday at Flooring Surfaces. Start saving today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
Michael McDonald. The Season of Peace Holiday and Hits Tour. December 9th, the Virginia Theater, Champaign. Michael McDonald, the night of Christmas music and your favorite hits.
Have yourself.
Tickets on sale now at thevirginia.org or call 356-9063. Presented by the Champaign Park District.
If you're looking for a real estate professional, someone who can meet all of your needs, call Marvin Turner from Coldwell Banker, the real estate group. I'm Jay Layman, and I use Marvin Turner for his knowledge and expertise.